Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Borderline Personality Disorder, a BPD Survival Guide for Understanding. Coping and Healing by Anna Nierling is positioned as a practical behavioral psychology guide for readers seeking an accessible entry point into borderline personality disorder. Publicly available information about the book is limited, so its clearest verified focus comes from its title and subtitle, Understanding the Condition, Coping with Its Effects, and Supporting Healing. Within that frame, the book belongs to the self-help and psychoeducation category rather than a clinical diagnostic manual. Its likely purpose is to translate core BPD concerns into language usable by people who live with symptoms, care about someone affected, or want a basic framework before pursuing professional support. The emphasis on survival guides suggests a functional orientation, recognizing patterns, reducing distress, and building more stable responses. A careful reading should treat it as introductory guidance, not as a substitute for diagnosis, psychotherapy, crisis care, or individualized medical advice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding BPD as a pattern of emotional and interpersonal instability. The most central theme indicated by the book is the need to understand borderline personality disorder before trying to manage it. BPD is commonly associated with intense emotional shifts, fear of abandonment, unstable self-image, impulsive responses, and relationship conflict. A survival guide format is useful because these experiences can appear chaotic when viewed only as isolated incidents. Psychoeducation helps readers see symptoms as recurring patterns, rather than personal failures or moral defects. This distinction matters because shame often intensifies emotional distress and may discourage people from seeking appropriate help. By framing BPD through behavioral psychology, the book is positioned to explain how emotional triggers, learned responses, and reinforcement cycles can shape behavior over time. Understanding does not excuse harmful actions, but it can clarify why certain reactions feel urgent and difficult to interrupt. For family members or partners, this perspective can also reduce simplistic interpretations, such as manipulation or deliberate hostility. The practical value of this topic is that accurate understanding creates a foundation for coping. Without a basic model of the disorder, coping techniques can feel random. With a model, readers can begin identifying what tends to activate distress, what responses escalate it, and where intervention is possible. Secondly, coping with emotional surges through interruption and regulation. The coping dimension suggested by the subtitle points toward the immediate problem. Many readers associate with BPD emotions that rise quickly and feel overwhelming. In practical terms, coping begins with interrupting automatic reactions long enough to create choice. This can include noticing body signals, naming the emotion, delaying impulsive communication, changing the physical environment, or using grounding strategies during acute distress. The behavioral psychology angle is important because regulation is not treated as a vague ideal, but as a set of observable actions that can be practiced. Readers are likely to benefit from distinguishing between the emotion itself and the behavior that follows it. Anger, panic, loneliness, or shame may arrive without permission, but the response can sometimes be modified through repetition and support. A guide focused on coping should also recognize that short-term relief can create long-term difficulty. For example, avoidance, reassurance seeking, or explosive confrontation may briefly reduce distress while reinforcing the cycle that caused it. The value of coping skills is therefore not only symptom reduction, but pattern disruption. Effective coping gives readers a bridge between insight and recovery, especially when therapy or support systems are also involved. Thirdly, relationship strain, boundaries, and the fear of abandonment. A meaningful survival guide to BPD must address relationships because interpersonal distress is one of the disorder's most visible and painful areas. The title does not provide chapter details, but the subject itself strongly implies attention to how fear of rejection, sensitivity to changes in tone, and difficulty tolerating uncertainty can affect closeness. People with BPD traits may experience relationships with high intensity, where reassurance feels urgently necessary and perceived distance can trigger panic or anger. The practical issue is not simply communication style. It is the way emotional threat can narrow interpretation and make neutral events feel dangerous. A useful guide would help readers identify these moments before they become destructive cycles. Boundaries are equally important because they protect both the person experiencing BPD symptoms and the people around them. Boundaries are often misunderstood as rejection, but in a coping and healing framework, they function as structure. They clarify what is acceptable, what support can realistically be offered, and when professional help is needed. This topic matters because healing cannot be reduced to private emotional control. BPD often unfolds in relational contexts, so sustainable progress requires safer patterns of asking, listening, disagreeing, repairing, and separating without escalation. Fourthly, healing is a gradual process rather than a single breakthrough. The subtitle's reference to healing broadens the book beyond symptom description and immediate coping. In the context of BPD, healing is best understood as gradual improvement in emotional tolerance, self-understanding, relationship stability, and daily functioning. This matters because readers may arrive with the expectation that one insight or one technique will solve a long-standing pattern. A survival guide can counter that expectation by presenting recovery as cumulative practice. The behavioral psychology framing supports this view because behavior changes through repetition, feedback, and changed consequences, not through intention alone. Healing also involves building a more coherent sense of self. People struggling with BPD symptoms may feel defined by crisis, conflict, or unstable feelings. Practical healing work helps separate identity from momentary emotional states. At the same time, responsible guidance should avoid implying that self-help alone is enough for every reader. Evidence-informed treatment, crisis planning, and professional assessment may be necessary, especially when self-harm, suicidality, substance use, or severe impairment is present. The intellectual benefit of this theme is that it places hope within realistic limits. Healing is possible, but it is usually structured, supported, and incremental rather than instant. Lastly, the survival guide format and its limits for serious mental health concerns. One of the book's defining features is its positioning as a survival guide, which suggests accessibility, directness, and practical organization. That format can be valuable for readers who feel overwhelmed by clinical language or who need a first orientation before pursuing more specialized resources. A survival guide typically reduces complexity by focusing on what readers can recognize and do identify triggers, manage immediate distress, communicate more safely, and seek appropriate support. This makes the book potentially useful as an entry-level companion rather than a technical textbook. However, the same accessibility creates an important limitation. BPD is a serious and heterogeneous condition, meaning people differ widely in symptoms, histories, risk levels, and co-occurring problems. No concise guide can replace a full clinical evaluation or individualized treatment plan. The most responsible way to use such a book is as a map, not a diagnosis or cure. It can help readers organize their experiences and prepare for conversations with therapists, physicians, or trusted supports. Its value, therefore, lies in translation, taking a difficult mental health topic and making it usable without pretending that complexity has disappeared. This balance between simplicity and caution is central to evaluating the book fairly. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a plain language introduction to borderline personality disorder and need practical orientation rather than academic depth. It may be useful for people who recognize BPD traits in themselves, relatives or partners trying to understand difficult relational patterns, and general readers looking for an accessible behavioral psychology perspective. Its practical benefit is likely to come from organizing distress into three workable tasks: understanding what BPD involves, coping with emotional and interpersonal triggers, and thinking about healing as a longer process. Its intellectual benefit is that it can reduce confusion by treating symptoms as patterns that can be observed and addressed rather than as isolated crises. Compared with more clinical books on BPD, it appears to stand out through its survival guide positioning, concise, direct, and oriented toward immediate usability. Compared with memoir-style accounts, it seems less focused on personal narrative and more focused on explanation and coping. Its main limitation is the lack of widely available public detail about its specific contents. So readers should approach it as an introductory aid rather than a comprehensive treatment resource. The strongest use of the book is alongside evidence-informed care, therapy, and crisis support when needed. If you would like to support Anna Nierling, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.